This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Today is fun for me. We've had this guy on the Man Up show before, and just excited to have Mike Short on the call with us today. Mike, welcome to the Q&A with Koloff.
Hey, good to be with you.
Well, great to have you here. And of course, Mike, I'm grateful for you. You know, you've been such a big supporter of the Man Up show, and I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what you do in the Winston-Salem, North Carolina area, and supporting in the way of advertising and sponsoring the show and helping to get this message out and get these stories out to the world. And so I can't, first and foremost, thank you enough for being so supportive.
Well, that's my pleasure. I appreciate you saying that. We're very honored and happy to be able to lock arms with you, come alongside of you with what you and your ministry are doing for the kingdom. It's the most important thing we do.
Well, and just very appreciative. Speaking of what we do, so for our listeners out there, tell our listeners a little bit about what Mike Short does.
Yeah. Well, I have been involved in the consumer lending, automobile lending / retail business for about the last almost 30 years now. It's gone by quickly. We've spent a lot of time working on the sort of the sub-tier level, providing financing for folks who have had trouble obtaining financing or otherwise maybe had difficulty with the types of financing they have been historically receiving for a good part of their credit life. So we ran a company here locally, done business in about five states, called Whitestone Financial. And we serviced that niche of customer who was trying to build or rebuild their credit by means of financing automobiles, and provided their transportation to and from work and recreational and all that good stuff. So we have enjoyed doing that. We always seen that as more of a service platform to folks who needed something. Designed a little more to help them recover from what might have been a troubling credit past. But we've had a great run of doing that. We're kind of winding down that piece of the business now after about 18, 19 years, but we're still working with people in the community that need transportation. We're doing that through offering vehicles that are retailable to all credit spectrums, if you will, and then also trying to help people as we had a pretty large customer base for all those many years there, but for other people who might just still need to trade vehicles or find vehicles, we're trying to be the conduit or the middle person to continue to help service that customer and finding good, solid transportation. So that's kind of where we're at today. And as time goes on, and as the good Lord wills, we'll see what other chapters continue to open up to us along those lines.
Well, and obviously, you know, going on 30 years, you've been a great service to your community. And, you know, anyone who has a business, you know, any length of time, certainly that length of time, it sounds like you have some very loyal, some very faithful customers, repeat customers, and those who've come in and probably at this stage send their sons and daughters in, I'm guessing too.
Yeah,
right?
We've had it happen. Yes.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. And so is there a website where people could find out more information about?
Yeah. Well, actually, we still have the Whitestone website up that people communicate with us through there. It's pretty easy to remember. It's just Whitestone Fin, which is short for financial, F-I-N, WhitestoneFin.com. It's still up there. There's some information on there. And then we have the retail side of the business where we are continuing to market cars and sell vehicles to folks here, mostly in the community. Sometimes we have folks travel from long ways to buy from us, but it is also pretty easy to remember, and it's WSMC, and that's just short for Winston-Salem Motor Cars. So it's WSMC, the number one, .com, WSMC1.com.
Okay, and so you do have people come in, and I'm guessing even sometimes from out of state. I have found with other friends, I have a friend in Aiken, South Carolina, Brian and Jamie Jones, who also have been big supporters of the show, have a similar business down there, and like people come from all over the country just to, you know, see their cars posted online or something, and they're like, hey, you know, I'm gonna fly in or whatever and drive this home. And so
it really happens. Technology has changed the way we do business for sure.
Marketing has changed, right? So
yes.
for sure. Well, that's cool. So yeah, check that out. If you're in the Winston-Salem area and or from out of town or out of state, check out their website and they may have just the car for you. And so, wonderful. Well, it is. So let me ask you this too. So I just want to touch on this. So I know you got a family. So just to talk for a minute about the family, just give us some backdrop on that.
Sure. Yep. I've been married for over 30 years now. We're shooting on 34 years, my wife and I, Susan. And we married very young and just out of high school. And she was just in college. And couldn't have asked or done any better than her. And she, what's the old saying, you know, behind every good man, there's the lady with a big stick. So that has helped me along the way. I have two grown boys, one who is a pastor out in California. He's about to clip 30 here in another year. And then I have a younger son that's 24 that's living in the Charlotte area. And then we have a daughter who came to be with us. We adopted her from Russia when she was about 18 months old. Her name is Riley, and she's about to turn 14. And we live in just outside of Winston-Salem, up in Davie County, in Advance, North Carolina. And we attend currently a Center Grove Baptist Church out in the Clemens, Louisville area. And we didn't grow up here, but we've been here longer than where we were at, so it's very much home to us.
You're a local. So you adopted her from Russia?
From Russia, yeah, the motherland, your motherland, right?
Yeah, I mean, her and I could be related somehow, I'm just thinking.
It's possible.
Maybe not. But hey, that's awesome. Well, hey, let's flip the table here and give you the opportunity to ask me a couple, three questions, and have no clue, no idea what you're going to ask, but why don't you fire away at your first question?
Hey, I got them ready for you. Well, and I think as both of us being Christian believers, as I was thinking through this, you know, I certainly have in the time I've gotten to know you, certainly have a lot of confidence in your position on things and your discernment about things. So the first question I have for you, and this kind of may go along with certainly the position of the believer at this point in time, but you know, we're experiencing such a noisy cultural, social, political moment here in the country, if not the world, but we're seeing it here. You know, as believers, apart from what we know to do, which is to stay before the Lord in prayer, and we try to be the hands and feet of Jesus, in your opinion, how much more proactive as believers do you think we need to be or can be when it comes to making an impact or a difference in our local communities where voices may be heard more?
I think it's a great question, and my as I'm observing the culture, the climate of today, I am finding that finally, which, you know, I've been one that's been, you know, been sounding the alarm on this the last couple, 3 years, that the church has been silent, this whole silent majority thing. I'm like, hey, it's time to not be silent any longer. And if you go back in history, if you just go back in history to the early days of America, considering the nation was founded on biblical principles and biblical truth. I mean, it's written into the Constitution, which most people have never read. Go read the Constitution. You'll find out the founding fathers based a lot of the Constitution on biblical truth. And pastors actually led the way. And I just recently was enlightened to, if you want to go back to the Revolutionary War, when we were looking for religious freedom in America, that one particular story I just recently heard, it was up in like Maine or somewhere up that way. I don't remember the exact town off the top of my head, but the pastor led the way. In fact, he was standing on his platform, had kind of his black robe on, as I guess they would wear back then when they would preach. And he made an announcement and began to unbutton and or take off his black robe. And he had his own militia uniform on underneath his robe and stepped off of the platform, walked to the back of the church. He goes, I want to know how many men are with me. And about 300 men in his congregation that day stepped in behind him, and they formed a militia that became that fought in one of the first revolutionary battles. And so here's a pastor leading the charge. When you have pastors today who are so, in my view, have become far too passive and, oh, I don't want to touch that topic, or I don't want to address or talk about that, which is why we're, I believe, in such a, the muck and mess that we're in. And so I do believe in addressing your question that the church at large, not just pastors, but the congregations need to get involved, engaged on all levels. I mean, I'm taught whether it's a school board or a commission board or running for, you know, like the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, who I've had on the Man Up Show and this Q&A show. Incredible interviews. If you've not heard those, go into the archives and listen to Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's story. But here's a rock solid believer that stepped into the world, in this case, of politics, because he wanted to make a difference. And at the end of the day, you know, it's not even so much that it's about America as much as it is, but it's even more about God's kingdom. But there's a mandate there for us as believers to step into every sphere of influence, whether it's education, whether it's sports and entertainment, arts and entertainment, politics, the family life, all of these spheres of influence, Mike, that believers need to stop being so silent and step out. And here's the key. Speak truth, biblical truth, in love. That's the key. In love, just love on people, and sprinkle it with grace. So the same grace God shows you and I, we need to show those who are blinded to the truth and or lost out there in the world. How's that for an answer? Is that okay?
No, man, that's great. That will preach. Yeah, that's great. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the question. That. Yeah, appreciate the question. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Number two. One of the things that we've been talking about, I think, in the body of believers here, as we have kind of come through, hopefully, the other side of this COVID thing. We're hearing little droplets again now about, okay, what's it going to look like as, you know, the fall approaches or the winter approaches, and we're just kind of now getting some folks, you know, back to church, if you will, at the actual physical location of church. We've had the great benefit of being able to stream services and things like that through all of this, which was certainly a great thing. But I think there's been some hesitation for, you know, some of the church population to actually get back to the local church body. So any thoughts on how you think the return to the local church is looking like, or might even be impacted again, should we get some more of this this COVID concern popping up once again as we get into the fall and winter months?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Okay. So I have a couple thoughts, a couple of scriptures that immediately come to mind. Hebrews 10, 24, 25, do not neglect the assembling together of the saints. So let me just start with that one. So biblically, look, we're in a more of a spiritual war than some would recognize or some even realize. I mean, at the end of the day, at the very foundation, let me just say, go read Ephesians chapter 6. We are in a spiritual war. We are in a battle for mankind. There is a real enemy to our soul and who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, including the nuclear family and society as a whole, okay? So let's just start with that. So we are to not neglect the assembling together. So the enemy loves nothing better than to isolate and separate. That's why they put people, look, in prison, they put them in solitary confinement. And if you've talked to any, like Lex Luger, my buddy Lex, when he was in jail, was put in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day. He said, I about lost my mind. Yeah, look, the same thing's going to happen if you put yourself in solitary confinement at home and don't engage and interact with other people. God did not create us to, no man is an island unto himself. He did not create us to live isolated. And I think that's a ploy, a strategy of the enemy, not to over-spiritualize things. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. The second scripture comes to mind is, I have not given you a spirit of fear. And I've asked many congregations, Mike, hey, what have people been afraid of these last couple of years, couple, 3 years? And of course, you know, some will say, you know, the COVID or whatever, but really I go, no, beyond that, what? They go, dying. Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Here's the bottom line. If you're a Christ follower, like you had a genuine conversion, like for real, the Bible says, Paul said to live is Christ and to die is gain. Like isn't the ultimate goal of ours as a believer is to be with Christ? I just don't want to go right now. Okay, I mean I've heard him say that. I'm like, oh, okay, because your plans and what you want to do is much more important than God's ultimate plan. But all that said, he has not given us a spirit of fear. So one, it's a spirit. Two, if he hasn't given it to us, guess where it comes from? Comes from the other camp. And so those walking in fear. As a believer, I want to encourage you, but also challenge you. God hasn't given you and I a spirit of fear. He's given us a sound mind and the power to overcome that spirit. And so moving into the fall and beyond, look, there's always going to be pestilences, viruses, sickness. It's just a part of a fallen, broken world. And so don't be fearful of it. Just embrace it. And the worst case scenario, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord as a believer. Now, I'm going to say this lastly as well in addressing this question. If you're not a Christ follower, which if you're listening to this show today and listening to this conversation, but please don't wait any longer. By all means, take a moment and just surrender your life and heart to the Lord. Open your heart and invite Jesus in. And you'll have a peace, I assure you, that surpasses all understanding, speaking from personal experience. But the other thing, Mike, is this, that if you're not a Christ follower, by all means, you should be afraid of dying, like for real. Because according to the Bible, it does not bode well for you if you die, if you pass away without having Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and by choice, you rejecting him and rejecting the creator of the universe does not bode well for you. So I would summarize, Mike, was look, we can't walk, as believers, we can't walk in fear. Certainly use common sense and certainly use your precautions, but by all means, if you just want to honor God's word and those principles, scriptures that I just handled, that's how you should approach the fall, and that's how you should approach life in general. There's my thoughts, Mike.
Fantastic. No, that's good. Great answer.
So, all right. Well, we got time for one more if you've got one more.
Hey, I got, I think the good one here for you, and I think I mentioned this to you, so there's this on a lighter note. So Ric Flair is coming back to do one more match, supposedly, and I told you.
I heard a rumor.
And we kind of thought it might be you and him, and I know you would feel pretty confident about taking Flair. So thoughts on that? So if it was you, you would hop in the ring again, right?
Ric Flair, you and the rest of the Four Horsemen go down. Hey, oh my gosh! I'm like, Rick, come on, Rick. Separate the wrestler from the real man. Come on, Rick. Look, I love Ric Flair, and I have nothing, honestly, but good things. I look back at my career, the couple hundred times or however many times I wrestled him, you know, sometimes for a 60-minute draw, uncontested, no finish, no ending other than time limit draw. Nothing but total respect for Rick, and I mean, better him than me. I mean, at this stage of life, I have zero desire, Mike, of ever donning the tights again. People ask me, hey, don't you want to do just a one-off, you know, one last big payday or something? I'm like, no, I don't. You want to see me in tights? Go on YouTube. You'll see me in tights, okay? And go watch some of my former matches. But, I don't even know I'm convinced he wants to go out in a blaze of glory. So my prayer for Rick, if you're listening, bro, I'm praying. I know your last time in the hospital was nip and tuck. I mean, the it was a small percentage you'd walk away from, or you'd continue to have life. But God is in his grace and mercy has given Rick multiple from plane crashes to all kinds of multiple chances. And I just hope, on a serious note, I just hope Rick is able to find a greater purpose and calling for his life than to step into a wrestling ring and have one more match, you know. So it's not going to be me in the ring with him, Mike. He wouldn't want me in the ring with him. I'm just saying for the record, he would not want. But whoever he wrestles, I'm hopeful and prayerful that he actually is able to step out of the ring as well as step into the ring. So
yeah,
yep,
good answer.
Yep.
Good answer.
So, but hey, he's got a lot of fans and a lot of followers out there. So you know, God bless him. So God bless him. But anyway, Well, some great questions, Mike. Great questions, and we're gonna get you sometime back on the Man Up Show too.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. And hey, one more time for our listeners, give those letters again, the .com and those letters again for your.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So the Whitestone web address is Whitestone Finn, short for financial, FIN, WhitestoneFinn.com. And the retail side for the vehicles is WSMC, which just stands for Winston-Salem Motor Car, WSMC1.com.
So, hey, and go to koloff.net as well. Submit your name, and you'll get a call from the Russian Nightmare and get you on the Q&A show with Koloff. Mike, God bless you, man. Thank you so much for your friendship.
Hey, God bless you. Thank you for yours and what you're doing once again for the kingdom. We appreciate it so much.
Likewise. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Tune in again next time. God bless you as well.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. I, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.